This episode is all about dua and how to get our duas answered. This is something at the heart of so many of us, especially right now in a time of international struggle, but also emotional struggle, life challenges. How do we get those duas answered? Why isn't my dua being answered? We're going to go into that so you can actually have a better approach and feel better about your relationship with your duas. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslim, coming to you every week, helping women not just grow, but thrive and become women of impact. We cover topics of love, relationships, life hacks, life balance, marriage issues, everything that Muslim women deal with, but not from any type of perspective, specifically from the Quran and Sunnah, in ways that we do not compromise. We help you excel in your modern identity without compromising your Islamic one. Today, we are going to be talking about du'as, and we actually have some very exciting announcements. But I want to make sure I can let you know, in all truth, as we are talking about du'as, I pray a lot of you are making du'as for Gaza, for Palestine, because right now in Palestine, we know it's just so hard. If I could speak personally for myself and my family, especially my husband, we're glued to the phones, we're glued to the TVs, our hearts are beyond heavy, if I could be honest. It's actually literally hard to function in daily life. I'm constantly stopping and just struggling. I have just seen too much heartache, pain, death, and it's just really, really hard to imagine what they're going through, and beyond the relief that you can try to send monetarily to them, ladies, just the du'as should be never ending. We're making du'as during the day, in the night, in the qiyam, du'as for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, protect them, and give them the highest ranks of Jannah if they've passed, and to protect their families and give them victory. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. All right. I don't want to start on a somber note, but I do have to mention that in du'as, because I hope we're sending a lot of them their way. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Okay, ladies, before we dive in, I want to say let's dive in a bit. The du'as, the thing is this, a lot of us, we're making du'as, we're not seeing the fruit of our du'as. Oh, I made these du'as, what are the answers? And some of us, you know, we've heard the things that the mashaykh say. Oh, you know, Allah, He answers your du'a specifically when you call. I answer the caller when he calls, the Quran says, right? And I don't see anything getting fixed. I see my problem getting worse. Oh, the relationship. Oh, the money. Oh, the this. Oh, the that. We are just feeling like we're drowning. The amount of overwhelm, the amount of anxiety, the amount of things that we're doing as women all by ourselves without the support and help we need. It is so hard for us sometimes, right? I understand how hard it is for you. May Allah make it easy for you. You know, I empathize. And I want to tell you also, at the same time, we're not doing our due diligence. There are things that we could do to help ourselves, to make it easier, that are not as hard as we think. They're very low effort, very quick, easy to do. Sometimes they're just small shifts in the way we see things. They're not actually anything we have to physically do. What if you could do those things and then your du'as could be answered, or you could make a path for yourself for better happiness regardless of the hardship that you're in? It is really true. This is the beauty of our religion. And this is what we want to highlight in this podcast, because we see so many women suffering right now. If I could just be fair, the mental health and anxiety is through the roof. And the amount of stuff that we're going through in terms of overwhelm, I can see right now in our community. I am getting bombarded with DMs and emails and personal messages from all of you for help. And I want to tell you, we are working as fast as we can. The amount of women that are asking us for help versus the amount of team, even though we have a pretty decent team now, and resources that we have, we're doing our utmost best. But what if you could do some stuff also quickly on your own to get yourself in a better position? You're not going to want to miss this podcast, because I'm going to tell you some stuff that I'm promising you will make you go, I'm doing that. Okay, thanks. I could do that too. I know it can get you in a better place, but I implore you to hold on with us in the podcast here and listen, because you're not going to want to miss this. I'm going to talk about it in 2 seconds. I want to first just tell you three things that are really, really quick and exciting here for help for women, and that we're help for women for you also. First of all, we have something that I'm going to tell you that is something we've never done before. It's to help all of our listeners actually make money And that's the first one I'm going to mention, but I'm not going to fully talk about yet because I have to explain something first. We have a way for you to make money with us where you can literally just share something very quick and you literally get linked with this link and you get payment to your PayPal. Like it's that fast. So let me explain to you in a second how that works. Just hold on. I want to make two quick announcements. One is related to that. And one is something that I know a lot of us need. We have a free self-love challenge this class. Just all you do is sign up and show up. It's nothing other that you need. And it's October 21st, but seats are getting full. If I could be honest, a lot of you guys have signed up and we don't have like a ton left. I know we probably have maybe 2 weeks for it to go. And we just want to make sure that we share that link one more time. I'll put it down below in the description. It's usually on my website too, www.mindful-muslima.com pops up. And sometimes we'll show it here and there on Instagram, but definitely try to get in there. Self-love, why should you care? Because a lot of our relationship problems and stuff that we stay stuck in, bad jobs, bad relationships, bad situations, is because of our lack of self-love, you know, acceptance and just confidence. And we need to build that. We need to build our women. So get there and you'll get all the details and you'll get all the information. Can't wait to see you ladies then. For those of you who signed up already, woo, I can't wait to be with you. And the second one is we just unveiled a huge, huge, huge reveal yesterday. All through our email. If you're in our email, you got it. We also did it to our private members, but now I'm going to do it public. We have just revamped Thrive Muslima into 3 levels. Why is that something you should care about? Well, let me explain this to you. There is nowhere out there where women get to go on a journey from beginning to end. You walk in, whatever it is, you know, disenchanted, broken, feeling down, no support. You walk out confident, clear, everything you need to know to be a proper, good Muslim woman by the Quran and Sunnah. When you walk in from when you walk out. That's the way it goes. And we before inside of Thrive Muslima always had a lot of resources. We always had stuff on every topic you could ever want. We have the sister live support. Women are chatting all day on Telegram. It's still as amazing as that. But what if we took all of that, which we did, and we put it into actual steps? This is step one. This is step two, step three. Like we literally put you on a path, on a roadmap from beginning to end. And it's a journey that you go on, not even alone, with other women. And everybody might be in a different part of the journey, but you're all there cheering each other along, as you can imagine, as you're walking down the path, feeling like for once I have the support I need. For once, I know exactly what to do next. For once, this is really possible. I can change things for myself. So let me tell you just really quick what's in there, because it's related to the money thing that I was about to tell you about in a second. So you're going to want to understand this. Level one, level two, level three. We just put them into 3 levels. Level one. So if you're already in Thrive, by the way, which many of you are, this is new. If you haven't been in there in a minute, you better go back and check in there. It is revamped and you are not going to want to miss it. But if you're somebody who doesn't know and you just might want to share this link that I'm telling you about in a second, let me explain this to you. Number one level is all about self-awareness, getting rid of negative thinking, life balance, all that good stuff. Like the building blocks to being a great woman. We also call it AKA getting out of your own way, fixing that. Okay. Level two is all about building you up. What? How do you do that? Knowledge, skill building, right? So that's where you have all the different topics you care about, you know, marriage, relationship, letting go of resentment, letting go of pain. How do I deal with my in-laws? Like getting all the solutions. There's also a whole section on there in Quran, how to actually understand and read the Quran, Arabic. We have a teacher in there for Arabic. We have Islamic studies. We have like famous scholars that came in and teaching lessons in there, yeah, and all this stuff. Then when you get to level three, it's Thrive Muslim Academy. In there, it's something I've never done before. I put every single course I have ever made and will make in there, and you get access to them all in one shot. Never did that in the whole entire lifetime of Mindful Muslima. And so that is really exciting and people are diving in there. So I want to say like this is something we want to do to make skilling up accessible and easy for all women. We don't want to make them have to choose between picking that one right now, because in my life, you could access it all. And we put it in there and it's really exciting. So if you're in Thrive, you're going to want to go check that out. And if you're not in Thrive, this might be something you're interested in for yourself, or the link. Let's talk about the money I mentioned. Sharing this with somebody else, right? You will give that gift of another woman to go on that journey. Well, what if you put it on a WhatsApp group, you blasted it out to 200 people, 300 people, then those women all get it. Now, here's the thing. You get an affiliate link. You go to this link I'm going to put below. It's in the description. You sign up for the affiliate program. It takes about not even 2 minutes, not even going to lie, about 2 minutes to sign up. You go in, you sign up, and you get a link, a private link. They ask you, where would you like us to send your money? You tell them. And it's totally safe. I think it goes through PayPal. And then you just share that link. That's it. With this message that we put there. We pre-type the message. You don't even got to write it. And you just add the link. Here's my link. Check it out. Anybody who clicks that link, not even just that day, for the next 30 days, you get a portion of money for that. Every single person. So not only is it a way for you to make money and help other women, it's a way for you to just spread good all over the world. So at the end of the day, we're here helping women help women. And this is something new and exciting. Any questions, you can always ask us on our WhatsApp and or on our team. We have an email, mindfulness@mindful-muslim.com. All right. So let's talk about for a minute what it is like to fix our da'as and all of this. So how are we viewing and perceiving hardships in our life is first of all, I want to say. Before we talk about the da'a, how are we viewing and perceiving hardships? Is the way we are perceiving our hardship having a bigger impact on us solving it than we realize? The answer to that is yes, yes, and yes, most of the time. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there was this amazing quote that we had read in the book over the weekend. As you guys know, we're in a book club. And it said, we always ask Allah to cure us of our hardships, but we never stop to consider that our hardship is curing us. So what I wanted to say before we talk about the da'a, and I have a toolkit today that I want to share with you exactly what you can do, 1, 2, 3, in order to take your next steps on making things easier for you in your hardship, is that we have to first consider that we have asked Allah to help us, and maybe that thing in front of us that feels really hard has a purpose, and it's pushing us. Let me give you an example. A long time ago, I explained to people that I had been through many hardships in my life. A lot of my hardships now serve women inside of Mindful Muslim. Like that's what we do here on the podcast. This is just a culmination of my life, right? And things that you guys want. And we're giving advice here. And a lot of you talk to us in consultations and we're giving advice. And the best advice I had to give to my own self first, because I was going through really hard things. I was going through like a difficulty in a work situation. I was going difficulty through a divorce situation. I was going through a difficulty with a child, like one or two or three children of mine. We have different phases and times in our life, financial instability, whatever it is, right? And subhanAllah, what happened was that thing felt really bad and horrible, like it was never going to end. But then it ended up being the thing that made me stronger or gave me the new door that opened to the thing that I needed. It's really hard to see that in the moment. So I want to empathize with that right now if you're going through something hard. But if you can see past that, if you can see past that to understand that there is a greater plan, then you will understand that. And you know, it's funny, I was talking to a sister the other day, actually on the book club. And I said, actually, she brought it up. She said, we were talking about, can you think of a hardship? And she's like, you know what? I actually thought about the fact that I've had so many hardships. I can't even bring one to mind right now. Maybe we could think of one or two, but think about yourself. How many hardships have you had in your life? How many hardships have you had in your life? It could have been 2 or 3 a year. Let's say you're alive 20 years by now. Let's say it was 3. Right? What is that, 60 hardships? I bet you couldn't even think of them right now if I asked you to. I bet you couldn't even think of them. I bet you couldn't even think of half of them. How about this? Not even 15 of them. It is crazy, but they're gone now and we don't even remember them. How could something that we thought was going to be the end of the world now not be the end of the world and we don't even remember it? Because it wasn't the end of the world. We just perceived it as that way. Our perception, the way we look at problems, is the bigger problem. And on top of that, the way we respond to those problems is the bigger problem. Let me give you an example. If the person is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say to do when you have a hardship? Have sabr and increase in your ibadah. Have sabr, have patience and increase in your ibadah. Is that what you're doing right now in your hardship? Be fair. Yes, I'm being patient. I'm waiting and it's not coming. And it's not. Okay, but that's not maybe what sabr means. Sabr with like good thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Positive thinking, positive reminder. Having patience because you're forced to be patient. You're forced to wait. Did you know there's actually degrees in the person who's forced versus not forced? They get a different level of reward. And so if you're forced because you're stuck, it's not the same and you're sitting there mad about it, miserable about it, depressed about it, is when you're sitting there patiently waiting, same problem, with trust. I trust you, Allah. I know you can help me. I know this is hard. I know it will pass. I know you wouldn't give me anything I couldn't deal with. You wouldn't give a soul more than they can bear. You wouldn't be unjust to me. You are the most just. You are al-adl. You are amazing. Your mercy is beyond comprehension. I trust you. I trust you. Very different response. So it's not the same. So first of all, are we looking at our hardships and dealing with them with the patience? And are we increasing with our ibadah, with our worship? What does that mean? Every time I feel a horrible thing in my head come through, oh my gosh, No. Catch it in the moment. Ya Allah, I know it's good for me. Ya Allah, make it easy for me. Ya Allah, start calling out to Allah. Stop repeating this. Stop calling your girlfriend. Stop, looking for answers on Google. Please increase in your answer. Why? Because subhanAllah, we were talking about it just this weekend. We often look for help that feels easy and close. And we want our answers fast, right? That's not even realistic. And it's not even the way it works in life, right? We want our answers fast. You know, another one is I put up a picture on Instagram the other day about a gentleman, and he was trying to open a door. And the picture showed you on the right side of the door, he's trying to open the door. On the left side, behind it was fire. And he's mad. He's opening the door, trying to open the door, trying to open the door. And the idea, the quote was, it didn't have one. You kind of had to read into it. I could think some people couldn't get it, but it was, because it wasn't mine. I was just resharing. Was that sometimes we want to open doors that are not good for us, and Allah is locking them because they are dangerous. What about you? In your life right now, do you have a door that you're trying to open that is dangerous for you? Maybe, but you don't think it's dangerous. You think it's a great idea to be with that guy. But that guy is not going to be good for you. What if it is that situation where you're trying to get that job and you think that job's going to be great for you, but you don't know that there's a boss there that's going to give you the worst mental health situation you could imagine, right? We want things because we think we know what's best for us. But that could be a bit of our arrogance, right? We've all been there. And, you know, some people even ask, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? And you know, that's the question of the world. That's the question of the hour for everyone, right? But here's the thing. Yes, only good happens to good people and only bad happens to bad people. But you right now might be seeing the bad that's happening to you as bad when it's actually good. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, what a prophet taught us that, right? Sometimes you dislike a thing that is good for you and you like a thing that is not good for you, right? It's our delusion. Our perception of good is skewed. Let's redefine what good is. It's whatever Allah gives us, because Allah is always on our side. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just, do we think He is choosing bad for us? No, well, we'd never say that, but that's what we are. So I have this toolkit I want to share with you to help you out. Because right now, as we're going through hardships, there's a better way to respond. There's a better way to get your da'as answered. There's a better way to do things. And I want to share a little bit of that right now. The first one is very, very important. Number one, I want you to be consistently in a state of self-awareness. How do you do that? Make pockets of time, 5 to 10 minutes in the day, to reflect what is really happening. What do I need to do? Get out of the delusional moment where you're scrolling constantly on the phone, or you're talking to people, or you're at work, or this and that. Make 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, self-check-in. And you know what? If you could do it even better, can I be honest? You do it right first thing in the morning, and you do it some other time midday. I do it for myself all the time. I have to catch myself going off the deep end so I don't do it and I come back. This is human being. This is everyone. This is not because I'm weak, you're weak. No, this is how our biology is, to make us get lost, right? Number two, call out for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Initiate the asking for help. I told you, any moment you're walking through the house and things are starting to get, oh, I can't with the kids. Ya Rab, help me. Ya Allah, make it easy. Not in a sarcastic way. Really, really. Just say, I need 2 minutes, guys. Go into the next room, make sujood. Sometimes I would leave my job and I would walk outside, not like unallowed, you know what I mean, on my break, and I would just spend the time walking, making dhikr, talking to Allah like I called a friend on the phone. Talk to Allah. He wants to hear you and He loves you and He misses you. Number three, increase in your worship. To bring us closer to Allah, the solutions are in being close to Him. He's going to give them to us. If we only knew. But we're not doing it. We're not doing it enough if we're honest. He has the solution for your problem. You're making dua, He has it. Go closer to Him. How? What's that going to do for me? I can't hear anything. He doesn't talk to me. He will. He will open doors. But you have to move closer. That's the other one. I think within one podcast, I can get interrupted 5 times with my kids. But alhamdulillah, keeping it real on the podcast. This is how it is. We are just all trying to do our best, right? Number 4, trust the divine plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just. He would not burden us. And we know that, but we forget that. We get lost in our issue. He loves you. The hardship is the ease, sister. The hardship is the ease. Number 5, let go. Let go for the need to have control of the situation. Let Allah control it. Say, I trust you. Let go of the people you will not forgive. It's hurting your heart. It's stopping you from moving on. You think you're hurting them. It's hurting you. Like, I'm not saying you're trying to hurt them. I mean, you think like, you know, I'm going to hold this pain and anger because they did this. You're doing this, killing yourself. In your chest, all alone. Squeezing, harming yourself. Causing yourself stress, anxiety. Let it go, sis. Let it go. Allah Kareem. And last 6 is seek the purpose of the pain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may need you to pivot. He may need you to fix something, sis. He may need you to stop doing something. He may need you to start doing something. What could it be? Use this time of difficulty to focus on the message Allah needs from you, the pivot, the life change. If something is hard, maybe something needs to change. Usually something needs to change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't change the condition of a people till they change what is within themselves. What are you changing now? What are you working on, right? Number 7, work on changing our perception and expectations of the issue. Oh, this is bad for me. Oh, who said? Who said? Maybe it's good for you. Maybe it's the best thing that ever happened to you. Your divorce. Divorce, astaghfirullah. How could you say that? Allahu alam. Once you've done all your due diligence and you've done your best, you've sought the help of maybe elders or a sheikh, or maybe it's something we've talked about, you and I. You've sought help. You're trying to take all the precautionary steps, and in the end it doesn't work. Don't think it's the end of the world, sis. I have moved on and I have better. Myself speaking as a person like that. It is not the end of the world. Sometimes it's the beginning of your life. It's the re-beginning sometimes that you always need. Allahu alam. And Allah's most merciful and Allah knows best. And change our expectations, you know, within those perceptions. Like, oh, I need to happen really fast. I need this fixed now. One sister was calling me up. Oh, sis, it didn't happen yet. I said, who says it's time? I feel like it's a good... You feel? What do you know? Allah knows best? Yes. Alhamdulillah. You know? So may Allah make it easy. Okay, ladies, just a reminder, all of the links are below. If you want to make money with us and you want to be an affiliate, you want to share good, help women, but also help yourself and your family, the link is below to become an affiliate. If you're in Thrive already, go check out the new change. We know you're going to love it. And if you're not part of Thrive, you can check it out too. Alhamdulillah, we'll put the links below, all of them. If you have any issues, DM me on Instagram and think about your du'as in a different way. Change the way you're looking at them not being answered, and see if you can follow the toolkit we gave. Being consistently in a state of self-awareness, calling out for Allah's help, increasing in your worship, trusting the divine plan, letting go, seeking the purpose in the pain, or working on changing our perception of what's really happening to us right now. What is Allah trying to do? And how long it's going to take to fix it. He knows. I want to say you don't have to do all these. Can just pick 1 or 2. But doing something is necessary. Changing something about the way you're approaching the da'as is of the utmost importance. Love you all for the sake of Allah. We'll see you in the next podcast. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.